and born in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than poor. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana. Robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner. Come to Mary Way saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot metal 45. Just another way to survive.
Welcome. Hello, Donnie.
Hello.
How you doing?
All right.
The Untitled Show, back by popular demand after about, what, a two-month absence?
Yeah.
We've tried two times in the past,
week.
In the past 2 months, we tried twice to bring the show back.
And it hasn't worked out too well.
And we've had two failures, and we're going back to the old way we used to set things up. So, audio quality's gonna suck again.
Woo! Go us.
Yeah, so we're doing this a little differently now. We're still on the untitledshow.net. We're going to try to do a show every week or until WNGR says get out.
Frick y'all, man.
Basically what's happening is we're recording on Saturdays. We're going to put them online the day we record them and put them available for download for internet streaming companies so they can air them for free, as long as they keep our promos and stuff like that in them.
Yeah.
And then it will be available to the mass public on Monday.
Cool.
So, we're trying something new here. We're trying to extend our audience.
Get wider. Wide span, man.
Get wider. And also, we're trying to get next door, which is the real studio to WMGR.
To shut the crap up.
No, man. We're trying to get in there so we can do our show in there. Wow. Whoops.
Ba-ding!
That didn't take long for me to screw up.
Yeah. We didn't get 5 minutes in.
I know. That sucks. But anyway, we are back. And
we actually have stuff to talk about.
I know. I think our problem was the past two episodes that we tried talking nothing. We tried talking about nothing but people.
Yeah.
And for people that don't know those people, can get boring. So.
And I've been depressed, so.
Yeah, he's been very angry the past week, but he's finally happy today.
Yeah.
He's in a good mood today. Yeah. I wanted for this girl next door to make him happy.
Mm-hmm. I need to go see her.
Yeah, we need to go over there. We're actually going to try to get some guests on the show, actually.
Maybe.
A friend of the show, Naomi, her boyfriend, who has connections to a lot of bands, he's possibly going to come in next weekend, and we're going to review some local bands around here.
Cool.
And, speaking of WMGR, in 2 weeks, I'm going to try to get the legend himself, Lowell Earl.
There you go.
Lowell Earl, we're going to try to get him in here. Lowell, he's got some stories to tell, trust me.
He's very loyal.
He's got some stories to tell, and we're going to try that. But right now, we got to get to what we do best, and that's talking about people.
There you
go. Making fun of people.
There you go.
Way to go. Make fun of people.
Yay, us.
That's what we do best. Anyway. Oh, yeah. I haven't mentioned about Q yet, have I?
No.
He's probably gone.
Bye.
We probably won't hear from him anymore.
Yeah.
Because he's still going out in the Air Force, isn't he?
Army. Yeah.
And I received word, those of you that read the blog, theentitledshow.net/blog1, heard the news of me finding out that Donnie got out.
Yeah!
I'm so happy. Now I don't have to interview those pimply-faced freshmen for new faces. I was seriously going to do it. And then Donnie says, I'm getting out of it. I'm like, sweet. I could at least do the show for another year.
See, now you still got the same old retard sitting here with you.
I can't believe I've been doing this for over a year.
You've been doing this?
I've been doing this for over a year now. I'm kind of excited.
How long have I been doing this?
You've been doing this since, like, September.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Darn! Been a little while there.
Yeah, this is episode 14. 13 still won't be released.
No.
and my dad won't be back.
That's unlucky number 13.
And my dad won't be back. That's why the first episode that we recorded here at WMGR, that's why it won't be released, because of my dad.
Well, and we flat out suck.
Well, he was standing there in the doorway,
freaking us out.
And every time we tried to talk about something that was a little risque, he'd be like, don't talk about that.
And he was giving me funny looks.
And during the breaks, he would be like, oh, I have something funny to tell you guys next time y'all come back. And
didn't do it.
He'd sit there with the mic and he'd be like,
Duh!
This computer's being very slow. I think it's time for a new one. I got too much crap running. That's the problem. I'm trying to run my graphics and my damn recorder. So, anyway.
Got everything going.
Let's minimize all that crap. Let's talk about Stalker Boy a little bit here. Just when you think he couldn't get a little weirder.
It happens.
We already started calling him Dead Oak Tree Hair.
Yeah.
Because he'll put it in some weird way and then it's not plugged in.
I was just playing with him, man.
And then he'll get it all fancied up, and then he'd come back after Jim and it'd be all just screwed up. Looks like one of them willow trees, you know.
Hanging over.
Well, he came to school the other day with he cut one side of the hair shorter, and the long side he combed over.
Like a bald guy.
Like a bald guy, exactly. And then he painted like diamonds on his face, and this was like a Tuesday.
It's like Insane Clown Posse kind of deal.
And they made him wash it off, and he got mad.
What? Duh!
They made him wash every single bit of makeup off, but by the time lunch came around, he'd already re-put his eyeliner back on.
This guy is, yeah.
And he smells.
No!
I just figured that out. He smells god-awful. And I didn't really notice it until one of the lunchroom ladies at the high school says, that boy in a trench coat stinks.
That's bad when the lunchroom ladies say, because they're around all that nasty junk.
It's really sad when a lunchroom lady says, that boy smells. And he wears that big trench coat and, like, you know those little crappy bottles of milk they give you at school?
Yeah.
Bitch has, like, 20 of them in his coat. He'll, like, sit there, just one after another, just stuffing them into his jacket.
Get the whole milk crate, dog.
And no one's wanting to go up and say to him, hey, don't wear a trench coat anymore, because he smells.
Yeah.
No one wants to go around him, so.
It'll let out the stench worse.
Yeah.
And be killing people.
And if you talk to Elizabeth, she's like, oh, he'd come up and, when he was stalking me, he'd come up and hug me, and he would smell god-awful. I'm like, that's when you start smacking people around.
For real.
But, yeah. Anyway. Well, I told him, he was sitting there telling some kind of story about his band the other day. I wasn't really paying attention.
He's got a band?
Yeah, it's called Ground Zero.
Remember? Well, they're not going anywhere, so they might as well call themselves Ground Zero.
Yeah, it's just like 9/11, a travesty.
Oh, that's good. That was a good one. That was a good one. Phenomenon.
Okay.
Okay. I haven't heard the phenomenon in a while.
Tard.
That's what Stalker Boy is.
I don't know where you got that from.
The Tard?
Yeah.
I can't really say because I don't want to promote him on the show.
So must not be. That was nice.
You're just spitting all over the place, aren't you?
Yeah, man.
One thing I hate about these headsets is that my lisp is back. with the big microphones, no one could hear my lisp.
Yeah.
And now it's back.
Sound like Elmer Fudd. Elmer Fudd.
But he was talking about his band, and no one was really paying attention to him. And all of a sudden, he had a long pause of silence, and everyone was just kind of looking around, like doo 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 doo. And I just looked dead at him, and I go like, "Are you done? Because no one's listening."
I guess I am.
And he was like, "I take you on, bitch." And I was like, "Go right on ahead. Go ahead and try." And he walks up to me, and he was like, and tries to flinch at me, and I just standing there like,
"I don't laughed in his face."
And, let's see, String Bean.
Little Bean!
String Bean.
Little Bean!
String Bean, String Bean, String Bean. He's pissing off a lot of people.
No.
Remember that string,
the punchline.
Ooh, that string of events that led to him being mad at us.
Yeah.
And how he was saying, I'll beat them all up.
Yeah.
Well, now he's been doing some talking about a girl that hangs out with us at lunch.
Oh.
And when I brought up that he's also mad at us, they were like, well, who's us? And then I brought up your name, and everyone was like, he take his ass on. I mean, everyone hates him.
Why'd you bring up, what about my name? What?
Well, he was talking bad about some girl, and we caught wind of it. And one of the guys confronted him, Token.
Yeah.
And Token, I call him Token. His name's Rico.
Rico.
You know him.
Yeah.
I call him Token from South Park. He doesn't like it very much, but he knows it's all in good fun.
What the heck?
So he goes and he gets in String Bean's face and starts arguing with them about it. And we got our cap and gowns, and I don't know why he's worrying about cap and gowns. He's not graduating anyway.
Yeah.
How many times did he take that graduation test to fail it?
Don't know.
Don't they give you like 5 opportunities till you graduate?
Yeah. I kind of feel sorry for him though. But
how could you?
I just do.
He sits there. When he's running down the hallway because he doesn't want to be late to class, he looks like a damn pterodactyl. He just spread his arms out and fly. Speaking of flying, what was up with Turtle?
Turtle?
Turtle, Appalachian Mountain Chin.
Yeah, where was
that? At RTC, doing that little sprint, doing that little walk like he's the damn penguin.
I don't know.
Did that little run. Then he did, and to make matters worse, he did a cartwheel at the finish line.
How'd you know this?
I was walking by when he did
really?
It.
Yeah.
I was going to my car when he did it.
I was dying laughing.
We gotta get a copy of that tape, put it online.
We got it. We got a tape of it.
You do?
I have to steal it.
You'll have to steal it, let me borrow it for a day. or get or talk Major into making me a copy of it. Yeah. Is it Major or is it Sergeant?
Sergeant.
Sergeant?
Or Colonel.
There's no Major there. Why am I calling
I don't know. Okay, you never told me how my name got brought up in the whole Stream Bean thing.
Oh, we were bringing up the people that he's made mad and that want to basically kill the kid. And I mentioned how String Bean is after us about talking about him on the show.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, who's on the show? And then I brought up your name and everyone was like, ooh, I'd like to see that.
Why? Why do they want to see that?
Well, you broke Glenn's arm.
Well, yeah.
You are like a legend now. Everyone's scared of you.
Yeah.
I am the legend.
We got the arm breaker here. Yeah. And he didn't get in any trouble because then the teacher would have got in trouble if he would have wrote you up.
Yeah. He wrote me up, but I didn't get anything at all.
What about Jeremy Raymer? He got 3 days of ISS, and he's only in their third block. He's only in ISS third block.
For what?
He got caught skipping. So what he did was he said, I can't miss my physics class, blah, 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 blah. So give me 1 day of OSS, and we'll call it quits. They said, no way, 3 days ISS, but you can go to your physics class. And he was like, well, I got to go to my college class also, and I got to go to economics class because he's in the course test. So the only block that he's in ISS is third block.
What? He's manipulative.
Check this out. Yesterday, we had a test in third block, so they let him out of ISS to come take the test. So he wasn't in ISS at all yesterday.
Man, what is this? What's third block? What's he at third block?
Lit.
Oh, man.
And Monday, he's probably only going to be in there...
like 5 minutes.
5 minutes. He's going to walk in and say, hey, I'm here. I'm gone. Bye.
Check you later.
Yeah, that's the way it's going to be. We got to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about David Blaine and the fishbowl. Ugh. Hold his breath. Ugh. Also, we're going to get to a little poot nanny.
Poot?
We're going to get to poot. And also, we got something else on Turtle we're going to talk about a little bit. And also, we got some other little news stories we're going to discuss here. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Untitled Show on theuntitledshow.net.